We are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What you're saying.
I'm sorry. We are conducting a survey today in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Okay. The first question is, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Thank you so much. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. First one is inflation and the cost of living, from 0 to 10.
9.
Sorry, did you say 9?
Uh-huh.
Jobs and wages, from 0 to 10?
I'll say 5.
Voting rights?
I'll say 3.
Thank you. Climate change?
I'll say 9 because it's terrible. Too hot.
Would you say 9? Sorry, did you say 9?
9.
Thank you. Democracy? Next one is democracy, from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Okay, democracy, how would you rate that issue? From 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
Which one? Say it again.
Sorry, democracy.
No, democracy. I don't know. I'll say a 7.
We also have criminal justice reform.
I'll say a 7 on that, too.
Immigration.
Man, that's terrible.
Reproductive freedom?
Mm-hmm. I'll say 8.
We also have crime and violence?
10.
We also have K-12 education?
I'll say 8.
We also have a student loan debt?
7.
Healthcare?
No, I say 9. They're trying to get better.
Abortion rights?
I say 7. They don't know what they want to do with that.
We also, racism and discrimination?
I say 7. They're trying to get better.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote? Thank you.
10.
What is your race? You can select all that apply. White, black, or African American? Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
1954.
1954, did you say?
Uh-uh, 5-4. I'm 70. 5-4, 1954. 1954.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12th grade.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'll say 10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'll say 10.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Brad Raffensperger.
I ain't heard of them.
Thank you. J.D. Barnes. Andrea Deakins?
Nope.
Raphael Warnock?
Yeah, I heard of him, Warnock.
Would you say from 0 to 10? How much?
5. I'll say 5.
Thank you. John Ossoff?
Oh, I ain't heard of him.
Tim Walls?
I haven't heard of him either.
Brian Kemp.
Oh, I heard of him. I give him a 5, too.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Joe Stein, undecided. I do not
Harris.
Plan to vote.
Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald
Biden.
Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howard Hawkins? Thank you.
Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse. Everything going up.
Thank you.
Worse.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or persons or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in the country. In this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented a progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Black voters, from 0 to 10.
I'll say 8.
COVID-19 recovery.
I'll say a 9 because they messed up a lot of people.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
I'll say 9.
Your local mayor.
I'll say 9 for him too.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Yes, 9.
Vice President Harris?
Yes, Harris. Mm-hmm. I'll say 9.
Between 0 and 10? Thank
I'll
you.
Say 9, Paul. Mm-hmm.
Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or your people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a zero means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 and 10. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from 32 to 8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. From 0 to 10?
I would say 5.
Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fail federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor.
Oh, okay. I'll say 5.
Thank you. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invests over $2.7 billion historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over 260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. From 0 to 10?
I'll say 8.
Thank you. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
I'll say 5.
Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
I'll say 5.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to their community.
I'll say 10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 general November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better or much better?
Worse.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Oh, straight.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated,
single,
divorced or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
How would you describe your employment status?
I'm disabled now.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I would say $16,000.
Sorry, did you say $16,000?
Yeah, $16,000.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was the last question, and have a nice day.
Okay.